is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Islamic State's group's leader has appeared in a video for the first time in 5 years. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In the video released by the group's propaganda arm, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is seen with a bushy gray and red beard, sitting on the floor with what appears to be a machine gun next to him. It's the first time he's been seen on video since giving a sermon in 2014 at a mosque in Mosul, which a few years later was badly damaged as Iraqi forces took on al-Baghdadi's militants. The site intelligence group says he acknowledged in the video that they lost the fight for their last stronghold in Syria and also discussed the recent Sri Lanka bombings for which the group claimed responsibility. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The more than 18-minute-long video is the first from Baghdadi since he addressed a crowd at the Great Mosque of Al-Nuri in Mosul, Iraq, in 2014. Amid criticism, boycotts, and calls for postponement, the Afghan President Ashraf Ghani officially launched a Loya Jirga, or Grand Assembly of People, in Kabul on Monday to discuss Afghanistan's peace process. The four-day gathering of 3,200 delegates includes representatives of women, refugees from Iran and Afghanistan, civil society activists, and various minorities. But 12 presidential candidates, including Afghan CEO Abdullah Abdullah, are boycotting the event. They call it a waste of money being used for the benefit of Ghani's election campaign. Pakistan announced Monday a major reform plan for the mainstreaming of more than 30,000 Islamic seminaries known as madrasas amid long-running allegations that some of these religious schools promote violent extremism and maintain ties to transnational terrorist networks. This is VOA News. Ugandan opposition lawmaker Bobby Wine, a singer, has been taken to prison and charged with unlawful assembly. Correspondent Halima Athumani reports for VOA from Kampala.
Wine was whisked off Monday to a maximum security prison in Kampala. He later appeared at the Buganda Road Magistrates Court, where the state alleged that on July 11, 2018, Bobby Wine and several others still at large disobeyed Sections 5 and 10 of the Public Order Management Act by holding a public meeting without adhering to the required criteria. His lawyer, Benjamin Katana, said he was charged with unlawful assembly related to a protest that took place in 2018 against taxes on mobile money transfers and internet access.
The number of measles cases in the country continues to grow. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The CDC says there are 704 measles cases reported so far this year in 22 states.
This is the greatest number of cases reported in the United States since measles was eliminated.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, who underscores the vaccine is harmless.
We know vaccines are safe because they're among some of the most studied medical products we have.
The number of measles cases has already eclipsed the total for any full year since 1994. That's when there were 963 cases reported. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The CDC recommends vaccinations for everyone over a year old, except those who contracted the measles as children and have since become immune. An independent U.S. watchdog named 16 nations Monday as countries of particular concern for engaging in what it called systematic, ongoing, egregious violations of religious freedom. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom advises President Trump, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and Congress. It named the 16 countries in its annual survey, saying they were identified because of particularly severe violations of religious freedom. They are Myanmar, the Central African Republic, China, Eritrea, Iran, Nigeria, North Korea, Pakistan, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Syria, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and Vietnam. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Monday warned of a disturbing groundswell of intolerance and hate-based violence aimed at followers of many faiths. He called on world leaders to stop it. In a statement, he said houses of worship, instead of the safe havens they should be, have now become targets. He said the recent attacks have become all too familiar. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
News. It's